Morgen.
Hello, everybody. Can I just ask you a quick question? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Oh. Wow. I think that was really good, if you ask me. How is everybody? We all right? God, I'm in a good mood today. I'm feeling very awake, very alert, very ready to do a podcast. I'm just in a great mood. After last week's bloody somber scenario, I just feel like we need a good pick-me-up. And I thought, what better way than to do an episode on confidence? Oh, what a bloody thrill. I do you want to know a little bit of a story about me? I get a lot of people in my, like, actual life and online life say to me, like, I just don't know how you do, like my mum, for example. She's like, I could just never do what you do, like, why do you, like, you don't care about what people think of you. The guy that I'm speaking to now, he's, like, all the time, like, I just don't know how you can do that. People message me, like, I wish that I had your confidence, and I'm like, is it confidence or is it delusion? Let's find out. It's like, we really don't know, do we? But either way, hopefully by the end of this, you'll get a bit of whatever is in my big fat gozer. Because I don't bloody know what it is. I genuinely don't. I do think it's confidence. I think that I have a delusional confidence. It's a lot of faking it till you make it. Let's just say that much. So, I'll just start from the beginning. Have I always been this confident? You know, you might look at me and you're like, Max, wow. You are the most gorgeous person I've ever seen. Talented, funny, incredibly dashingly handsome, zero issues from head to toe, externally and internally. How do you do it? And I say to you,
no!
Yeah. Don't know where I was going with that. But have I always been confident? No. Okay, I've not always been confident. When I was younger, yes, very much so. When I was a little skinny boy with, like, really pale skin, really scrawny, really shaky, really white hair, looking like Gollum walking around, for some reason, I did have a lot of confidence back then. Like, I look back on how I was in, like, primary school. I were on, like, every team that you could be on. I was always the one putting my hand up in class. I were goody two-shoes. I was playing with everyone. I was friends with everyone. Making my own clubs. A gymnastics club. I did gymnastics. And that's it. I had to, like, perform in front of crowds of people. I won medals. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that about me? Oh, yeah. Sporty boy over here. That's me. I did the school talent show in primary school and won it. Oh, yeah. You're talking to a talent show winner right now. Are you listening to, I should say? Oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah, that's bloody me. And it was just, the routine that we did. I came up with the routine that we won. It was me and then three football lads. No idea why they did it with me, but they did. And Soldier Boy, do you remember that song? Soldier Boy up in it. Oh, whatever the words are. That started playing, and I got my sister to edit a track. I don't know how she did it, very much a technical whiz, my sister Ellie. And so it started off playing Soldier Boy, and then it did a record scratch, and then Single Ladies by Beyonce started playing. And I obviously designed that whole spiel, because I thought I was brilliant. And we were dressed like rappers, and then we ripped our pants off, and we had tutus on underneath, and did like a full routine. And we big fat won, and we got to perform it in the school assembly as well. Oh, we were amazing. Oh, yeah. Honestly, absolutely unreal.
I just want to be me.
And, so did that. I was also, do you know when you do a school nativity? I was Joseph. Do you know the studies have shown that if you are Mary or Joseph in your school nativity, then you grow up to have a massive cock. No, I'm joking. You grow up to be, like, more successful or something. That is an actual thing that I saw. So, you know, love a bit of a nativity, love a bit of Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
So, yeah. So that's that. I was very confident, and then I went to high school, and as we discussed like last week, I lost it a bit. That glimmer in my eye, that skip in my step, it slowly went away. It really did. Well, actually, very quickly went away, because you get to high school and suddenly asking everybody if they want to join your gymnastics troupe is not something that's going to get you far. Shockingly, and I walked around with a bob as well. That didn't really score me any points, and it just was not, it wasn't the vibe, it really was not, but, you know, I became very shy. I was very quiet, believe it or not. In, like, class, I remember there would be some, like, days where I would barely even speak. I would just, like, walk around. I would go bright red in the face anytime anybody said anything to me. I would get so scared, and that was for, like, a good 2 years, like I mentioned, and then I met some, like, good friends, and through knowing them, I became more confident, because I met friends that allowed me more to be myself instead of just hanging around with people where I felt I couldn't be my full self, if you get what I mean. And when that starts to happen, you realise that you start to become more confident. When you're allowed to be yourself, you're obviously going to be more confident in yourself. Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? Dante! Does anybody watch Karen Houseman on TikTok? I'm obsessed with screaming, Dante! Dante Goose! I cannot stop saying it. I really can't. It's such a fun time to watch her TikToks. When she does it in fast motion and she's like, I'm coming by the river today, and everybody, oh, I love this song. Oh, Harry Styles, it's on. Oh, it's amazing. Dante Goose, oh, he's gonna... Oh, she's absolutely the best. What a big full-time legend. She is absolutely un-bloody real. So, what was I saying? Oh, I've lost my train of thought now. I've gone on a Karen Houseman vibe. So school. Made friends that I became, like, you know, more unshy. Unshy, what's the word? Confident. Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the theme of the... I should have made a thingy that was... of Demi's song. Shall I see if I've got it on my thing? Confidence by Demi Lovato. By the way, guys, has anybody been keeping up with Demi's recent antics and her, so she released her album, and she's released thingy, like a documentary. Me, my sister, and my sister's fiance, we're gonna watch it all together. But she's releasing it in 4 parts. So we're like, we're not just going to sit there and watch like 25 minutes each every week. Like, no, no chance, love. But this weekend, the COVID restrictions changed. So we're allowed to meet up, and that'll be fun. So we're going to watch it all then, because it'll all be out by then. So that's very nice, very fun, very exciting, very, very, very fun. Anyway, right, sorry, I'm a bit chaotic today, everybody. Demi Lovato is not showing up. I'll just sing it. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da. Ooh, 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 ooh. I need to get my free back, now I'm letting go. I run my own choice, bitch, I run this show. So leave the light on, no, you can't make me behave. What's wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being confident? Oh, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being confident? Oh, there you go. Oh god. Right, okay, something weird just happened. I just got a weird text. What the fuck? 1 second, guys, I'm just gonna pause it. Hello, sorry everybody, I'm back. I just got a text from my ex saying, I've just accidentally sent you money, and then in the same thing, I looked how much it was, and he'd accidentally sent me £2, which I was like, okay, that's a bit odd. And as soon as he sent me that, I got a text from Royal Mail saying, you need to give us £2, because you've got an unpaid fee. But I've not even ordered anything. So I was like, is it to do with that? But then that makes no sense. Anyway, I'm filming my podcast. Get fucked. Where was I? I literally don't know where I was. I was singing about Dem. I literally do not remember what I was saying. Oh yeah, so I started to get more confident, but I would still be shy from every now and again. Like I said, when people would speak to me and stuff, I would get a bit shy, and I was heavily reliant on like just being within my group. But even then, like when I was with my group, I didn't fully feel like, I remember how I used to feel when I was like fully with like my friends and stuff at break and lunch. And I never fully still felt confident properly. Even though I fully enjoyed being around them, I think it was just the vibe of how I looked at high school at that point. Because like I said last week, I used to like try and go home all the time, like go on sick days. And then when I started to meet friends like my friend Harriet, Megan and Leah and stuff, I became a lot more confident. Like so much more. My friend Kayla, like Georgina, these girls called Ellie and Millie as well. I got really close to them, and they made me feel so much more confident. Probably just because deep down I was really gay. They are girls. Gays get along with girls, and I could just be more myself around them. Probably. So that was nice, and yeah, it was good. I just got really shy in some situations. Like meeting new people always threw me off. When I became friends with those sorts of girls, they would do stuff outside of school, and I would want to do it. But I would be, like, nervous to, like, meet people from different schools. And I'd be like, oh, I don't really want to do that. And it would, like, freak me out and stuff. It was, like, weird. So, yeah, I just didn't... Right, I'm turning my phone off. He's bloody texting me again. I don't know what's going on. Don't care about your £2, all right? I'm trying to film a podcast about how confident I am. Anyway, so, yeah, that was weird. And then... As I got older, I'd say like sixth form, when I was in sixth form, that was like my peak confidence. I need to do like an episode on school and stuff. Can't believe I've still not done that. Have I done that? I don't bloody know. You lot will probably know more than me. That's the way I find it so interesting about my podcast. You lot remember stuff about my own life that I've said more than I do. Because like you're listening to it, whereas I'm just saying it. And I literally have no recollection of anything that I say at all. So very odd. But yeah. Sixth form, went there, and I just got so much more confident. I think a lot of it was that I mixed friendship groups. I think I mentioned, like, I mixed with all my girlfriends, mixed my, like, boy group of friends with the girls, and that was great, because I just had, like, loads of fun with them. I joined the head student team, which I need to do. Oh, I'll discuss that on the, basically... We had a head student team at school, and I didn't really want to join it. I just wanted to join it to take the piss. And I found out that you got to do a speech in front of the whole of sixth form. By the way, sixth form is like college. If you're not, it's like a college attached to your school if you're not from the UK and you don't have them. We got to do a speech in front of the whole of sixth form and all the teachers, and then they got to vote. So I was like, that is funny as fuck. I'm going to have the opportunity to have like everybody's undivided attention and say whatever I want. Like, that is brilliant. So I just did a speech where I literally did like a stand-up comedy routine and roasted all my friends. Like, that is literally how I would describe it. I don't think I actually spoke about anything serious. I think I just took the piss, genuinely, and I had a bloody great time doing it. Oh, it was such a thrill. It was so funny. I am such a dickhead looking back. And that was like, and then basically I got on the team. Like, I actually got on the team. And that's something that gave me loads of confidence as well, because I was like, what the fuck? Because that meant that I was in charge of running like certain things. And basically they put me in charge of running like the social events, because I was pretty much useless at everything else. So I would organise these, like, events, like, these sixth form do events. And that would, like, that was just, like, such so fun. And that just, like, made me, like, make more friends. When you become more and more confident in yourself, you get to meet more people, and I got to, like, make more friends. That just makes you more confident. Like, I no longer, like, versus being in year 7 and 8 and walking around and being afraid of everyone around me, I was now, I guess it helped that I was, like, one of the oldest people in the school as well, because I was in the higher year. So that feels good, because you're no longer, like, worried about people in the years above. Because people in the year above at school, for some reason, are just horrible. Like, no matter who you are, if they are the year above you, they look down on you like a piece of shit. And likewise, I look down on the people in the years below me as pieces of shit. No, I didn't really. I was actually quite friends with, like, people in the year below and everything. I just got along with, like, most people, to be honest. Like, I just never felt the need to, like, be nasty to people for no reason. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, again, so much confidence through stuff like that. And it was just good times. It was really, really good times. We did, so once a year at my school, they did this thing called the Gym and Dance Show. And I made the, but I can't remember if I did it actually. Sorry. I think we just got asked to take part of it as a head student team. But I like made the whole song that we did. I did it like to the Avengers theme tune. And oh, it was just brilliant. I'll explain it all in like a school episode or whatever. But yeah, what a thrill. Oh my God, what a thrill. But like that stuff like that just gave me so much confidence. Gaining relationships with the teachers. Like, they're basically, like, your bosses. And, like, gaining a good relationship with them, obviously you're going to feel more confident. Just, like, stuff like that. And that's when I started to realise that, like, if I was just myself and I was just nicer to people, then you just feel better about yourself. Like, you literally just do. I went from, like, being very negative and, like, not really liking anybody to just being like, do you know what? I'll just, like, open myself up to these people and we might get along. And we big fat did. And it made me more confident. Oh, what a result. By the way, somebody messaged me, and I'm not, like, hating on you if it was you, but, like, also kind of am, saying, like, oh, by the way, I think you should stop with all the sound effects on your podcast. And I was like, it's my podcast. Like, no, I'm going to do the sound effects because I big fat love them. Maybe I need to switch them up a bit, all right, but I don't really give a fuck. And I'm going to...
Get that out of my face.
Keep...
I just want to be me.
...doing it... No! Because I can, and I just big fat love it. Yeah, anyway, and then I came out as homosexual, and that, oh, utmost confidence. What's wrong with being confident? Nothing, Demi love, absolutely nothing, especially if you are a flaming homosexual. It felt... That gave me so much confidence because I was so worried about coming out. I've not done an episode on coming out either. Have I? I feel like I've basically gone through it. I've just not done an actual episode on coming out. There's so much that I need to do. And I feel like I've exhausted everything. But somehow I'm just like, I've skipped over really obvious things. I don't know. Whatever. yeah, so I came out and that filled me with loads of confidence. Because... people were largely accepting of me. Not everybody, obviously, but very largely just accepted. And I didn't expect it. So that was like, whoa, what a... Like, I remember that first night out after I came out. Oh, I felt like a gay celebrity. Like, I really did. I was walking around like, wowza. Very cool, very exciting. Very much a thrill. And, yeah, just such a good time. I just felt so... Do you know what I felt? Bloody... confident, and it just grew from there. Well, kind of went down when I went to uni and I was having a shit time. When I told you last week about everything that I had a shit time about in uni, that brought my confidence down because I was like, how have I gone from like being so high at sixth form and like being so confident, like being such a boss, to literally being so nothing, if you get what I mean. And that made me, like, when I first went to uni, I was, oh my God, so confident. I was like, I was just in the head student team at my school. I've just come out as gay and everybody loved it. Like, I'm literally invincible. I'm so confident right now. In, like, one of the first weeks of uni, I went to a gay bar for the first time and I did, like, a semi-naked dance-off on stage and won a speaker. I think I've spoke about this before as well. But, like, confidence. Confidence was key there. Because I did not have the best body on the stage, but I rocked it. And I had a bloody brilliant time doing it. So yeah, confident. But then, like I say, when my life started to go to shit, and I was like, wow, Max, really? Like, you were just a big fish in a small pond, and you're actually not that important. Or, like, you're not really anything. And, like, that made me feel really unconfident. Like, well unconfident, beyond unconfident. It made me disconfident. It made me feel... down confident, unconfident, okay, it really was not the one. So then I kind of had to like just get gradually better, do you know what I mean? Like, I found a lot of confidence after that in like my relationships. Like I said, I would seek validation for myself through other people. And I'll be like, right, so I have a really attractive boyfriend. So, like, that gives me more confidence. And, like, he lives here. So, like, I get to go to this fancy place. So, that gives me more confidence. But then when we broke up, I was like, oh, so you put all of your confidence in another person. Sorry, I'm just opening my window if you can hear it. So then I was like, oh, fuck, I am not actually confident in myself. I was just confident in the situation that I was in. So maybe I need to do something that makes me more confident in myself. So do you know what I did? I big fat did that. So that's when I started to apply for internships, like I talk about in the careers episode. And I tirelessly did it, and I did it all for myself. I got the internship. I absolutely smashed it. I went to Newcastle before that, and I made some amazing friends, which made me feel so much more confident about myself because they're amazing. Just like these Newcastle friends that I made, from the jump, they just accepted me as who I was, and I didn't have to, like, pretend to be anybody else. So that makes you feel more confident, like I said, because you're being yourself, so obviously you're going to be more confident in yourself. It's that reassurance that you are good enough and everything. So that was great, and I was just on a high. And then, obviously, since then, I have kind of just been, like, at a peak confidence because... like everything with like that's happened to me in the past year with like social media and everything, that has helped me get a lot more confident because it's like reassured me that the weird parts of myself that I used to hide are like what people most like me for, which is bizarre. And by the way, like me sitting here being like, oh, I'm so confident in this because of this, that can be like misconstrued as cockiness, and yeah, go for it. Like I'm so proud of myself that I couldn't give a shit. I feel like it's very British to be like, no, I'm not actually that good, like blah blah blah. And trust me, I do that plenty. I'm very self-deprecating, but when I like look at how far I've come, like the stuff that I spoke about in last week's episode versus like the stuff I'm talking about in this one, it's like, yeah, I bloody did that. I bloody smashed it all by myself, and I'm very proud of myself. Got an amazing job. I have now, like, do all this social media stuff, which, like, my podcast is something that I'm so proud of, makes me so confident because I'm so confident, I'm more confident in my ability to, like, relate to people and speak to people. Like, I literally sit here, guys, for an hour and just chat shit, like, over an hour, 2 hours. That's something that I never would have been able to do in the past. Like, I'm not even thinking about it now, I just do it. And, yeah, like, I'm confident in that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's good to be confident. It's not bad. And I know it can be cringy, but it's good to be confident, and you should be big fat confident. Oh, and now I fully like film in public. Like, I do not give a shit about what anybody thinks. I seriously don't. And like, yeah, I'm sure that I have my times. I have my times where I'm nervous. Like, say there's a work thing and I have to do a presentation or like job interviews. But that's like normal stuff to get nervous. If you're not nervous for things, you have to remember that you're probably a sociopath and you don't care about it. If you're not nervous, then you don't care about it. If you are nervous, then it's good because you do care about it and you want to succeed in whatever it is. And I guarantee you, no good thing has ever happened unless you had to go through a bad thing first. Literally nothing. Like, I look at all of my successes, they've all come from going through bad things first. Like, all my relationships ended horribly, and then I came out and did something amazing with that pain that I was feeling, and it's made me more bloody confident. Take a shot every time I say confident, seriously. But yeah, like, I'm just so proud of myself. I've smashed it, I've done it, I've been there, done that, got the picture, whatever it is, t-shirt, and yeah, I'm just bloody proud of myself, and you should be too. So you might be wondering, Max, how have you done this? How have you... you know, got to this level of acclaimed confidence? Well, here are some of my big fat tips. What I used to do when I was less confident would be, well, something that gave me confidence when I was younger was music and like creating an identity through the music that I listened to. A lot of the times, if I was in a sit, like when I was on the bus and I just felt really shit and I didn't want to speak to anybody or I felt uncomfortable. By the way, everybody, I just had, did you hear that weird, it did something with a microphone. It was like, I was like, what the fuck is that all about? A little bit ghosty. But anyway, yeah, listening to music. I would fully like just put my headphones in and pretend that I was like transported somewhere else. I'm sure that some of you probably do that with my podcast. do that. If you're ever in an uncomfortable situation or like somewhere that's making you like, I used to get really feel really awkward walking around like the town centre, like to go like go shopping in case I bumped into people from school, especially if I was like with my mum. I couldn't go anywhere without at least one headphone in, playing like Lana Del Rey or Lorde just to make me feel like I'm a little bit like in my comfort zone. But like, don't be afraid to do that. Absolutely don't be afraid to do that. Like, I do it now. I can't go most places like without a headphone in because it's weird and it's my comfort zone, and that's what like brings my anxiety down and makes me feel confident and like happy. So big fat do that. And if listening to this podcast is what does that for you, then you know what to bloody do. Carry me everywhere with you. I am your personal little therapist, okay? I'm bloody here for you. Or think, what another thing I used to do, think of empowering characters that like from TV shows, or they can be real life people that make you feel like, oh, I wish I was them. I wish I had the power of them. Imagine that you are. Guys, the amount of times in my life that I have imagined that I am either Rachel or Santana from Glee is a joke. Every single job interview that I go for, I'm like, what would Rachel Berry do? And I'm not lying. That is legitimately what I do. Every time that I want to be an absolute bad ass, I think, what would Santana do in this situation? Pretend that you are Santana. Listen to a Santana song. Listen to a Rachel song. Get into that headspace, mindset. Do it. Okay, I've still not done an episode on Glee. What the fuck? How have I just missed out such core things in my life? That is mental. Oh my days, I've still not done one on Naya Rivera either, but I'm planning to do that on the 1 year anniversary of her death, bless her soul. But yeah, think about those empowering characters. Think, what would they do? Imagine that you are them. Guys, I'm not even joking, like, just do it. Do you know someone that I used to think of as well? Chanel Oberlin from Scream Queens. She just doesn't give a fuck. Obviously to like a point where she's a bit psychotic, but if you're in a situation where you need to be like, okay, I am just the shit in this situation and I really, everyone is beneath me, just to get you through it, imagine that you are Chanel Oberlin. Honestly, it works. I do it all the time. I cannot tell you how much it works for me. For me, anyway, for me it works. Another thing, remember that this feeling that you're feeling right now of anxiety, of nerves, of fear, isn't going to last forever. It's a very... what's the word that isn't permanent? What's the other? What's a word that is that means the opposite of permanent? Temporary. It's a very temporary feeling. Like, for example, if you had to do a speech in front of your class, everybody's got to do that speech. You're all sat there shitting yourself. And then at the end of it, it's done. So it happens for like 2 minutes, the awful feelings. At the end of it, you all go home to your beds, to your families, to your houses, and do whatever you want. And you don't give a shit. Just think about, oh, so I'm feeling this right now. It's literally just chemicals running through my body. Also acknowledge that when you feel those feelings, they are literally chemicals in your body that are being released. Like, you can just like train your body to not release them by rethinking your thought processes. By thinking, if I'm Rachel Berry, it doesn't release them. And that's sound. Like, do that. But remember, it's temporary, and you're all just going to go home and live your own little lives and go on your Xbox when you get in, go on your PlayStation, go on FaceTime to your mate, your comfort zone. Just remember, like, okay, I feel really shit right now, but in an hour, I'm literally in my comfort zone, and this is in the past. And the second that it's in the past, it's irrelevant. Like, I cannot even, like, I'm trying to think of, like, say if I did a speech when I was in, like, year 11. I don't remember it now. I do not feel those feelings right now. It's irrelevant, it's in the past. So every bad, fearful thing that I've ever felt is in the past. And right now I'm in my comfort zone. I'm sat at my desk speaking into a microphone by myself to you lot. That is my like safety blanket comfort zone that I'm in right now. And yeah, it big fat works. Whereas like in the next week I might have something that makes me nervous, but come this time next week again, I'll be back in my safety blanket. So I'll just think, just imagine that you just sat at your desk by yourself talking to all your little Belegdians. That will get you through. It big fat works. It just does. I can't explain it. It just does work. The feelings are temporary, and you can just always take yourself to that happy place. Another thing that I like to remember, nothing is real. Literally nothing is real. Nobody cares about anybody more than they care about themselves. So using that example of you doing a speech in class, say everybody's got to do a speech in class. Every single person in that room, you're thinking when you're up there that they're all thinking about you, they're all judging you. They're all thinking about themselves. Are you judging them before it's your turn and they're doing their turn? No, you're sat thinking about your own turn. Like, nobody gives a shit about you more than you. So if you're worrying, oh my God, everybody's looking at me, they're probably not. And they really don't care. And also, everybody thinks that about themselves. If we all realise that everybody is as nervous and worried about what other people think of them as they are, then we would realise that we shouldn't all worry because we're all just anxious about ourselves. Like, that's literally it. Nobody really gives a shit about you. Like, when I'm, say if I'm walking around the street and I'm thinking everyone's looking at me, they're not. They couldn't give a shit. They're thinking about themselves. They're thinking about what they're having for tea tonight. It's just in your head, it tells you that everyone's looking at you. Everybody's talking about you. It's just bullshit. And realistically, they're probably thinking the same thing. So if we all realised that nobody gives a shit about us as much as we do, then it's like, why do we have all this reason to not be confident and not be, like, assured and not and be so worried about what people think of us? Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. And also, everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die one day. So, yeah, it's literally irrelevant. Like, are you going to be on your deathbed and be like, oh my God, I'm so glad that I didn't do that one speech because I wasn't confident enough and people might have laughed? No, everybody's going to die and you're only going to regret the things that you didn't do. So get your confidence up, listen to your music, remember that nobody gives a fuck, think of Rachel Berry, think of Santana Lopez, and do those things. Because I guarantee the only reason why I am as confident as I am now is because I've done so many things that I was scared of to get to this level. And that is the absolute truth. And you are sat there right now thinking, oh, I've got this coming up and I wasn't going to do it. Do it. Even if you fail. I failed so... The amount of job interviews that I didn't get and I just kept going and then I eventually got one and it gave me more confidence to get to the next one. Failed loads again. Finally got it. Then I just kept going and it's just a constant build. And yeah, I'll probably have some, within the next year of my life, something devastating will probably happen and I'll be back down at zero. But I guarantee I'll build myself up. I guarantee I'll put my headphones in and get some confidence. I guarantee I'll be listening to Glee and pretending that I'm Rachel Berry and getting that confidence. I guarantee I'll be remembering that everyone's going to die and it's all irrelevant anyway. So just you, big fat, do the same, okay? Because life is too short. It really, really is. And you are sick as tits. You really are. I genuinely think that you are. So please just remember it. Guys, I don't mean to be rude, but I really think I've been a bit of a motivational speaker there and I think I've done really well. I could do a TED talk on this podcast. I think I've done sick. I hope you've all enjoyed it. Right, I'm going to go and take a little break and then we're going to answer some of your lovely questions. So I'll see you after this confident little break. Hello everybody, we're a little bit back, it's me. What's wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being confident? Ow, ow, ow. Oh yeah, hey, hey, yeah. What's wrong with being confident? Wow. Okie dokie everybody, let's do some lovely little questions.
How does a blind girl know what's in a jar?
That's a question. Right, okay. First question is from Callum, I believe. Hey, I've never done anything like this before, so it's super weird, but I wanted to ask for some help. I struggle with my body image massively due to certain personal issues, but I was wondering how you deal with clothing and being able to wear what you want to wear without feeling like a complete utter shit. God, sorry. Oh, my chest was going weird then. I buy and ask for loads of clothes, but I physically cannot wear them because of my body dysmorphia, and I feel so guilty for having all this clothing in my wardrobe and not wearing it. I wear the same outfit, two outfits every day. Is there anything that you have done in the past that has made you more comfortable with what you wear? Thank you. Love the podcast. Okay. So I'm dealing with this at the minute, to be honest. I spoke about it briefly recently, I think. For me, like, in regards to, like, body dysmorphia and everything, it is something that I, like, struggle with because, like, if you look on my Instagram, I put, like, really, like, when my body's at, like, its peak goodness, I, like, make sure I take a picture straight away so then I can have, like, the mental image that that's what my body looks like, portrayed and also, like, in my own head. But then, like, I just start to degrade and then I feel really, really bad and then I look at pictures like that and I'm like, oh, my God, you're a fat bastard, like, you're ugly, oh, my God. And, like, today I took a video of myself and from the side I just looked so fat and I was like, this is horrible. And like you, I'm like, I can't, like, I'm thinking when I would go into the office, I would always tuck my shirt in just because it looks more fancy. And now I'm like, since this past lockdown, I've not worked out since December. I feel so unhealthy, so much anxiety. I feel like I've put on a lot of weight and I'm like, I wouldn't want to tuck my shirt in. Like, I literally would not want to do that. So I get where you're coming from. And genuinely, and it sounds it sounds like annoying, actually, it's not ridiculous. But for me, just go into the gym. And even if there isn't, like, from what I look like now to when I first started going to the gym when I was 18, which was 4 years ago, I legitimately look no different. No different. Right now, as I'm sitting here recording this, I look no different. I have put on all the weight back that I had. But when I do go to the gym and I get into a routine of going to the gym, no matter if there's any physical changes, I feel as though I'm doing something to better myself and my body, and I feel more confident. You feel more healthy anyway, like if you're just going on a treadmill, and gradually you will see a little improvement here and there, you know, unless you dedicate your life to it and you get like full personal trainer and everything, it's very hard to see like dramatic improvement. But I guarantee you, if you just get a gym membership, as they're about to open up now, and it's annoying because it can be a really daunting thing to do, but do all of the things that I've spoke about prior in this episode to give you the confidence to do it, and I guarantee you that will make a huge difference on your body confidence, even if, like, literally nothing changes to your body. Just the level of confidence that you'll have in it will drastically change, and I know that for a fact because it worked with me. Okay. Next question. This is from Laura. Hi, Max. So my question for your podcast is, how do you maintain your confidence when you're in a toxic environment? I hope that makes sense. I hope you have a lovely day, Laura. Yes, that does make sense. It's only ball here. I don't know why I did that. Yeah, that does make sense. And how I do it is basically all the things that I mentioned before. I just imagine that I'm somewhere else. If I'm in an extremely toxic environment, like there's some, I'm trying to think of some instances where like you're literally in it, like you're in that moment and you can feel yourself digressing. I just remember that this isn't real. This is not my happy place. That pretty soon I'm going to get to go home. I'm going to get to do whatever. Think about like a specific episode. I would always think, do you know what the, I don't know if you watch Glee, Laura. But the specific scene from Glee that I would always think about is when Santana moves to New York City and she's singing, "This girl is on fire." And it's amazing. And she's just an absolute boss. And I would always think of that. And I would always play that song in my ears. In fact, after this podcast episode, I'm going to listen to it. And yeah, just remove yourself mentally from the situation. And put yourself mentally in a situation that gives you confidence. Because you are sick, Laura. And you don't deserve to be in a toxic situation that's going to make you feel shit about yourself. Because you're an unreal, confident boss. You're a boss. Okay, next question. This is from Gavin. Hello, Gavin. Hi, Max. I'm currently a college student and recently found out that I'm still struggling with self-confidence. I came out as gay a few years ago and I feel like I should be at a point where I'm fully confident with my sexuality by now. However, when I talk to people in my classes or really just anyone that's not one of my friends, I still automatically change my voice and try to hide the fact that I'm gay. You have always appeared super confident and proud of your sexuality, so I was wondering if you had any advice on how I could get to that point too. Also, I know you think it's crazy when people say things like this, but discovering your TikTok TikTok and podcast has really been the highlight of my year and has helped me so much. It is so weird when people say stuff like that. It's so cool though. Like, because I get what you mean. Like, I always say I remember YouTubers that I discovered, and like to think that I am like that for someone is wild. But yeah, anyway, I'm so glad that I could be that for you, Carson. Right, okay, Carson. I get how you feel, because there's certain situations where I'm around like a lot of straight boys where I think I need to like deepen my voice or act slightly different. And that just changes with, like, as you get older. Like, obviously you're still in college now. I wasn't out as gay in college, so I can't relate to you. And I know for a fact if I was out as gay in college, then I would feel the same way that you did. As soon as I came out, I was in a situation where I never really had to surround myself with people that would make me feel uncomfortable again. Unless, like, when I was in uni and I was, like, in projects and stuff, I was with a lot of straight boys, then I would feel uncomfortable and I would start doing exactly what you're describing. So, for advice, I would say, firstly, that when you get to leave college and you get to move to wherever you want to move to, I strongly recommend, is your name Gavin or Carson, by the way? Oh, it's Carson. I strongly recommend, Carson, that you, if you are a homosexual, I don't know where you live, but I strongly recommend to any homosexuals, any of the people of the LGBTQIA plus community, if you are listening to this and you do not feel as though your hometown is somewhere where you will thrive, it's probably because it isn't. So you should move to a big city. I guarantee that that will improve your confidence, because you are no longer a massive, like, major minority, and you will find more people that are like you. And like I mentioned before, that gives you confidence, because when you feel better and when you're more comfortable in yourself around other people, you're going to become more confident in yourself. So Carson, the advice that I'll give you is to just stick through it. Okay, not long left now. You can absolutely smash it. If you find it within yourself to start acting more proud of yourself, number one, you should be more proud of yourself, okay? Because you are absolutely sick, and there's nothing wrong with being gay, obviously. There's nothing wrong with being feminine, anything like that. And we all know that, but it's just hard in some situations. So don't be so hard on yourself. You came out when you was very young. You're still at school. It's hard. It's just difficult. But I guarantee you, just think about those times. Think about the times in the future that you're going to have, and just power on through. And if you do gain the confidence to just start being more like yourself through all of the methods that I've talked out through in this episode so far, then please do it. Listen to your music. Listen to your Lana Del Rey, whatever it is that needs to get you through the day. Listen to your Glee cast. And I guarantee that you will gain the confidence from within, Carson, because you are a big fat legend. All right, last question, everybody. Last question. Sorry, I'm kind of like firing through this episode just because I have stuff to do, but I feel like it's been a really good episode. I just tweeted that I'm really loving this episode. I feel just a bit ignited. I just feel I'm it's a thrill. I'm really having a thrill. What was I saying? That's a TikTok sound. I keep getting it in my fucking head. Right, this question is from Grace. Hi, my name is Grace. First of all, I would like to say how much your podcast has helped me through these times. Thank you so much, Grace. You are amazing. I was supposed to be a part of the class of 2020, so pretty much all of my milestones and goals for the last year were completely obliterated and my spirit was shattered. I feel you, Grace. But your podcast has helped me build myself back up again, and after listening to your first episode, I was laughing for the first time in so long. Thank you, Grace. And then she says, so thank you so much. Grace, that means the world. Thank you. My question is, I have trouble with self-esteem issues due to social media, and I was wondering if there are any things, however small, that you do to uplift your confidence. If so, can you give me some examples? So, Grace, I've named a lot of things throughout this, but one of the main, especially like with social media, I just remember that it's not real. I genuinely do. I like, as much as, so obviously, in this past year, I've gained a lot of followers, and like a large part of my life has become social media, whereas before it really wasn't. And I used to see social media when I didn't have a lot of followers as because I pretty much just followed the people that I knew in real life, or like celebrities that I liked. And I saw everybody on like my social media as real people. Whereas the more followers that I've got, the more I've realised that it's just so fake. It's so not real people. Like, I get hate mail, basically, sent to me all the time, but they're not real people, so I don't, like, get to me. Like, they wouldn't come up to me in the street and say it. And it's made me appreciate human interaction so much more. For example, I've been in, the last two times I've been in my local Waitrose, someone's come up to me and recognised me, and I've just had a lovely conversation with them. Like, there was this girl, literally yesterday, and she was like, "Oh my God, are you Max?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I love your mask." She had, like, this lovely sequined mask on, and she was just lovely. And I was like, "Oh, this is nice." I do get a bit embarrassed because I don't really know how to react. And I don't know if people expect me to, like, perform and shout, like, "How does a blind girl know what's in a jar?" I have no idea. But yeah, like, real life human interaction is what matters. So post what you want, Grace. Don't be ashamed of social media. Who gives a fuck? Honestly, look at me. I was very much like, I was quite gimpy on social media, but I obviously didn't post the true extent of my personality. And then as soon as I started doing it, look what's happened to me. That's when I gained, like, loads of followers and stuff. And, like, I don't care about the number of followers, but what I do care about is the real human interactions I've been able to have because of those followers. That's, like, the coolest thing. Like, Nosebleed Fitz, who was on the podcast the other week, she's become, like, a really good friend of mine. We're literally FaceTiming after this. And that's only become possible because of everything that's happened. So, like, do you know what I mean? And I get to have, like, actual, like, moments like this with you lot. I see this as something, like, I don't really make any, like, much money at all off this. I just do it because I like interacting with you lot. And it's, like, so fun and wild and crazy, and I love it. So, Grace, just have confidence, because you're sick. You're literally unreal. Everything's gone to shit, and it's not your fault. Okay? This last year, like you said, it was supposed to be lined up to be perfect, class of 2020, and it's all gone to shit. Not your fault, Grace. Absolutely not your fault. You didn't plan for all this. If you did plan for it, then fair enough, but your big fat didn't. So it's not your bloody fault. So don't let it get you down. Oh. But yeah, Grace, I hope that that helps. I don't know if I answered your question. I genuinely can't remember anymore. But I hope that that big fat helps. Right, everybody. Bye. We are going to take another cutie little break. And then after the break, I'm going to say something that I like, something that I dislike, something serious, and then give a little bit of a life update. I always said that I was going to make a button for life update. Life update! Ding! Okay, let's just pretend that we're it. Okay, right, see you after the break. Love you lots. Bye! Hello, everybody. We are a little bit back after that lovely little break. I hope that you all had a good time. I had a nice glass of water. Let me just have another sip. Oh, quenched. Right, so I feel like we can talk about something a little bit serious now, okay? So, it was Trans Day of Visibility within the last week, and basically it's just a day where we discuss trans people and make them more visible, because they are very much, like, not spoken about it in mainstream media. So I decided to tweet about it, just saying, I think it was something about pronouns, I just said, It's Trans Day of Visibility. Pronouns might not matter that much to you, but they're probably something that a transgender person has thought about every single day of their life. So just respect them. It's not very difficult to do so. And that gained quite a bit of traction. And then with that, I got loads of people under it just commenting horrible things. And it really opened my eyes to the fact that I've spoken about it with Bella, who is Nosebleed Fitz, a few times, but it shocks me every time how much people genuinely just hate trans people for no reason. And it's very real. They really, really do. Like, I remember in my very first podcast episode, when I did the Something Serious bit, it was about a transphobic attack that had happened. And it's just like, people are just like, "Oh, you're trans, die." Like, they legitimately are. It blows my mind that someone being trans does not impact your daily routine. It really doesn't. Just get a fucking grip. Just grow up. Why is it so hard to respect someone's pronouns? Why? Tell me why. Literally, why? It makes no difference to you. It's something that you don't really care about. You make a laugh and a joke about it. But it's something that somebody else, a trans or non-binary person, has thought about every single day of their life, probably. And it means something so deep to them. Why is that hard to comprehend? Why is it hard for you to just respect that one thing and be a decent fucking person? It's not. But you choose to make it hard. Just because you're nasty. There's nothing within that that isn't just pure nastiness. Somebody is saying, I just want you to do one thing for me. You get to have everything laid out for you perfectly, and you just can't do that one thing because you want to go out of your way and ruin somebody's life for no reason. People hate trans people just because they do, and it's disgusting. So that's the something serious that I wanted to talk about on this week's episode. But on the plus side of it all, guys, guess what happened as well? Nosebleed Fits hit her GoFundMe goal. And that made me so happy. I was literally drunk. And I texted her and I was like, you're so close to your goal. I'm going to donate. I donated like 50 quid to it. And then I tweeted about it, and then that night it hit the goal, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. That just shows, like, I'm sure that some of you donated to it, like, wow, literally. I'm not like taking full credit, by the way. Like, she was only like 300 or 400 quid off, and it was out of 20 grand. It's not like, oh yeah, I just swooped in and, all of a sudden 20 grand was raised. No, but like, how amazing. So yeah, out of all that shit, at least something's going well. At least something's going good for a trans person who we know and love. So, yes, right, okay then. Now onto the part of the podcast where I talk about something that I like and something that I don't like. So this week, the thing that I like is cameos. Guys, I cannot... Right, so on my lunch break at work today, I'd left quite a few that I needed to do, and I just did them all in one, and I had the best time. I literally spent about half an hour just doing them and then laughing at them afterwards, because the shit that you lot asked me to do is so funny. You literally come at me and you're like, please call my friend this specific name and tell her that she's ugly and fat, but also that I love her, and also hope that she has a good time at her nan's funeral. Like, it's wild. And I'm like, do you know what? Yeah. Like, you're all so... It's, like, one of my main interactions that I have where I'm, like, the people that follow me are funny as fuck. Like, literally... And if we were, like, friends... Like, we would be friends. We would literally be friends in real life. And it's weird. It's so... You're just so funny. And, like, also, on side note, obviously, like, I get paid for it. And you guys don't realise that Cameo, like, is the reason why I can pay my rent. Like, it literally is. Because I pay more rent, and my wage is really low at the job that I get. And, like, something like Cameo is the reason that I can pay my rent. How wild is that? But I'm so... It's like, I just needed to give it a little bit of light and say how appreciative I am of it, because such a thrill. It makes my day. It makes me be able to live, because it pays my rent. And it's so fun. It's so fun. I just needed to give it a little... talking to, because yeah. And I literally posted a TikTok video today of all the funny things that people made me call them on Cameo, and it's just brilliant. Honestly, that's like one of my main things that I'm proud of, and like, proud of myself that I even get to do it. Like, what the fuck, people pay me to like do videos for them. That's like, that's life goals. Honestly, I'm so unbelievably grateful and thankful for each and every bloody single one of you that have donated, and just you regular listeners as well, obviously. Yeah, I only like you if you book a cameo. Thank you. Right, so then the thing that I dislike this week is bitches. I think I might have said this recently. Bitches on Twitter, though. So... I just like people that hate commenting in general. It's really pissed me off this last week, mostly because something happened and I was drunk and I decided to attack. So this fucking dumb fuck, don't even know who the name or anything, can't remember. Just like, right, so usually if I post stuff on Twitter or whatever, in general, I'll get like hate comments. They call it hate comments, whatever. But usually it's from people that have, like, 5 followers and no, like, picture and are just irrelevant, like, and not even real people, like, real people hiding behind a fake account, if you get what I mean. So it just does not bother me. Like I said, they're not real people, whatever. And I just happened to see one. I literally happened to be on my phone. I'd had a drink, and I was waiting for my friend, because we were going for a picnic. I was sat on the side of, like, the street, waiting for my friends. And I saw one, and I'd basically done a tweet, and they just replied to it, like, oh, we love original tweets or something. Oh, we love people who copy tweets. And I was like, what? I didn't copy a tweet. So then I was like, what are you on about? And I looked at the person, and they were like a real person. They had like loads of followers as well. So I was like, so you have loads of followers and you're spending your time just set. So, but I was like, okay, then maybe, like, literally, fair enough, if I have like copied a tweet, I have no idea. And then he sent it, and it was a completely different tweet. And I was like, so now you've just gone out of your way to just send a nasty comment. And it just really pissed me off. And I thought, who would do it? Like, I understand the little troll accounts doing it, but then just like an actual person, I was like, what the fuck? Just grow up. So then I was just like, piss off. And I quote tweeted it, like, why is it always people who have, I said, like, he has a big nose or something, which fair enough, I shouldn't have done. But I was drunk and I was just like, piss off. And then he just, like, went into combat with me. And I was like, piss off. And then ever since, I've just said, like, random little minions just, like, and I just think, fuck off. And it just really pissed me off. And then, like, you could look at it and call me a hypocrite, say I was giving it as good as I was getting it. Completely true. But in my case, it was literally self-defense. I would never, and I do never, just randomly comment hateful things on people, especially atting them. Like, if you're going to do it, if you're going to subtweet me, say, do a tweet on your own personal thing. Oh God, people who steal tweets. Like, also, if you're going to at me and, like, say that I've done something, at least be right. Don't be wrong and look like a dickhead. Just, like, I just don't understand people who go out of their way to just, like, send people nasty things on Twitter. And it was just such a bitchy gay move. And I just thought, fuck off. I just hate bitchy gays. I really do. So, yeah, fair enough. I quote tweeted it, like, oh, you've got a big nose, shut up. But that was the least that I could do, to be honest. I would have done far worse, especially if it was in person. I just think, fuck off. Like, who the fuck are you? Why are you doing it? You actually have, like, a platform, and you're just using it to, like, tweet at random people that you don't even know. Like, nasty things. Like, grow up, fucking loser. But, yeah. And I've just had it so much. I think that got to me most because I've had a lot of it recently, of like getting things, like Instagram DMs and stuff. But like, as you get more followers, that's bound to happen. And like I say, it doesn't get to me, but in that specific moment, and it probably was just purely because I'd had a drink, because ever since then, he's still been going. Like, people have been sending me, oh, he's still carrying, and I'm just ignoring it because I don't give a shit anymore, because I'm like, I've not had a drink, and I literally do not give a shit about some randomer on the internet. But yeah, I just think people like that, just fuck off. And I'm not just like pinpointing it to this specific one person, even though that it's a good example. But I see it all the time on Twitter and I just think, piss off. Why do you need to go about your day just like tweeting nasty shit at people? Grow up. Oh, only if they're a Tory and they're an actual horrible person, then yeah, fair enough. Oh, I'm all for that. Oh, I tweet obscenities at Tories all day long. But just like a random fellow gay person, just don't be nasty. Oh, weirdo. Anyway, yeah. So that's the thing that I like, and the thing that I big fat dislike. So now, a little bit of a life update, shall we give? So I had a bit of a rough week this week. So let me think. What did I do at the weekend? I had a good weekend. I was with that boy that I met my friends. My friends came back to London. So that was fun. I got to go for a picnic with them and then, like, have fun with them. That was really lovely. I saw the boy that I'm speaking to again. That was fun. We had fun times. What else? What else? What else? Oh, I had a bit of a sad time because my mum got a positive test result for COVID just over a week ago. And this weekend, we were all supposed to be, because the restrictions changed, we were supposed to be travelling back home, just me and my sister, to see her for her 50th birthday. But yeah, looking like that's a bit difficult. So that was a bit of a shitter. But Yeah, and then I got really worried because she did fall quite ill with it. And at one point I thought she was going to die, so I was sobbing to her down the phone, and now she's made like a miraculous recovery and she's completely fine. So I'm like, oh, I can't believe I sobbed. But yeah, so I've had quite an eventful week. Work-wise, it's been a long weekend, hasn't it? So I've done big fat fuck all, really. Literally done nothing. What's coming up? My friend Anna, I'm going to see her this Thursday. She's visiting London, so we're going to go to like the London Eye and everything. Got quite exciting things coming up. And after this, I'm having a fun call with Bella. And we've, well, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to disclose what projects might be coming up or anything exciting like that. But yeah, just exciting things on the horizon, really. And yeah, my mum doesn't have to isolate for COVID anymore. The doctors have told her. So fingers crossed, if she still remains well, then I'll get to see her this weekend. So just an all-round fun time, really. Oh, what a lovely time. So yeah, that's me. In a bloody nutshell. And I think I've blitzed it through this episode, haven't I? I'm done in an hour. Usually it takes me... I'm here for about 2 hours. I'm sorry, everybody, if you wanted a longer episode today, but I feel like I've smashed it out really concise. And I've big fat done it. And I've had a great time. I've genuinely really loved filming this episode. I feel like I've actually been educational for... Well, I used to be educational quite a bit, but now... Very much less so. I just like, well, I guess I've been interviewing a lot of people, haven't I? But yeah, I'm proud of this episode and I hope that it has really helped you. I'm sorry that it wasn't longer. I know that a lot of you like longer episodes, but an hour is still quite a long time. And yeah, oh, I'm bloody finished. I don't quite know what to do with myself now. I might just press the buttons a bit. Ooky, kooky, and creepy. Yeah. Well, I hope that you've all enjoyed this episode. I hope that, please, if you have any takeaways from it, listen back to the first like half an hour or however long it was where I talked about all my advice to deal with confidence, because you've all got it in you, genuinely. I've been so shy at certain points in my life. I wasn't born like this. Nobody's born like anything. You learn to behave the way that you do. You learn to have the thought processes that you do. You learn to have the confidence that you possess, and you can do it. We're all just growing and getting through this crazy little thing called life. And at the end of the day, it's night. So who gives a fuck? That's a good motto. Right, I love you all lots. Please send any future questions into belegday.questions@gmail.com. Please book a cameo from me and I'll give you a kiss. And more than anything, please go into this next week. Go into your life with the confidence, not just of Max Belegday, but of yourself, because it's already in there somewhere. You've just got to unlock it. Lock it, lock it, lock it, lock it. Got the key and you unlock. Right, okay. Love you all lots. Hope you had a lovely time. And I hope you had a lovely little bit of Belegday. See you bloody next time. Oh, I need to press the button to do the outro song. See you bloody next time. Love you lots.
One, two, three.
Belegday.